Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Mike.
And I want to know how you feel about insects.
Well, when they're not near my face or near my food or trying to bite me, I'm okay with them.
Yeah, that's generally how I feel, too.
Yeah.
So you're not afraid of, I guess spiders aren't insects, but you're not afraid of, you know, bees or wasps or anything like
true.
That.
True, spiders have 8 legs, insects have 6, but you're right. A lot of people put them in the same.
Together.
No, I like spiders because everything I hear or read tells me that they eat mosquitoes.
They do.
And if I have to hate one insect, mosquitoes would probably be the one.
What about late at night when it's waking you up and it's flying around your ear and you
hit
your head like that?
Yeah, that's one reason I hate them. But let me tell you the worst insect experience I had. I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning with a centipede on my neck.
And
was that Ugong? I think that's the Mandarin, the Chinese Ugong. Yeah, so that was much worse than having the mosquito buzzing around. So, you know, that's not the way to wake up in the morning.
Well, hopefully that never happens again.
Yeah, that was
and
bad.
And hopefully you don't wake up with a bee flying around your head either. So bees are the insects we're talking about today.
Okay.
So why don't we find out more about them?
Reading. Disappearing bees, a sting on the environment. Love them or hate them, bees have been on our planet for 50 million years. Each colony can have up to 80,000 bees, peacefully working together to make honey. About 20 years ago, large numbers of colonies started dying off, and their numbers continue to fall. This will have a dramatic effect on the world's food supply. About 1/3 of our food crops depend on bees for spreading pollen. Without bees, there would be no tomatoes, apples, or onions. The loss of bee colonies began in the U.S. in the early 1990s, before spreading to France in 1995. The large-scale use of pesticides seems to be the cause. These are chemicals that farmers use to poison dangerous insects and stop them from killing food crops. New types of pesticides are so effective that they also kill good insects like bees. As a result, urban beekeeping has become a popular way to bring the populations back. It's become a trend throughout the US and Europe, where people find it fun to make artificial beehives in their backyards. While urban beekeeping is not a solution to the bee crisis, it is helping build greater awareness of the environment.
All right, our article today starts out by saying, love them or hate them, bees have been on our planet for 50 million years.
That's a really long time.
It's a really long time.
Does that go back to the time of the dinosaurs?
You know, I don't know enough about the time of the dinosaurs.
But it's certainly a long time before us humans appeared.
That's
so
right.
Bees have been around for a long, long time. Let's learn more about them. It says each colony can have up to 80,000 bees peacefully working together to make honey. Yes, absolutely. That's one of the most well-known things that bees do. They travel from flower to flower, collecting pollen, and they make honey, which is delicious. And what is a colony? Well, a colony is basically somewhere that a group will live together. If we're talking about humans, a colony might be like if we send some explorers to Mars, and it's a very simple little group of people. They have, you know, just what they need to live, but it's not like a town or a city. It's a very simple settlement of people. We can also use colony to talk about animals. Often when we talk about groups of animals living together, we could talk about a colony, and that is one of the terms we use with bees. So each colony, each sort of big family or grouping of bees can have up to 80,000 bees.
That's right.
That is like a town or a city.
Mm-hmm. Now, we use the phrase up to in that sentence to show that an amount of something can be as high as a certain number, but it's usually not more than that number. So if a colony has up to 80,000 bees, it probably has anywhere from 1 to 80,000 bees, but not more than that.
So we probably wouldn't find a colony of a million bees or something like that.
I think maybe you can have several colonies.
That's true.
Together, mm-hmm. that where you have that sort of thing, but each colony will have about 80,000.
Okay, so mm-hmm. that's a normal maximum or right. highest number. Mm-hmm. Now, this all went along for a very long time, 50 million years. The bees have been buzzing around doing their business. You get anyway, about 20 years ago, we read, about 20 years ago, large numbers of colonies started dying off. And their mm-hmm. numbers continue to fall. Yes, you might have seen this in the news mm-hmm. or on TV. Bees are in trouble. About 20 years ago, scientists and beekeepers, mm-hmm. farmers, other people noticed that many of these colonies, not just the bees, but the whole group, the whole family of bees were dying off. When something dies off, it dies, basically. We often use this, though, to talk about its dying of natural causes, mm-hmm. and probably large groups are dying off. As right. we worry about global warming, we're worried about more animal species dying off. Things right. like rhinos or mm-hmm. hippopotamus or polar bears could die off because changes in the Earth's atmosphere, and bees might be dying off for the same reason.
That's right. Now, of course, we started this article by mm-hmm. saying love them or hate them. So to the people who hate the bees, this might sound like good news, but it's actually really bad news. And that is explained here in this sentence. It said, this will have a dramatic effect on the world's food supply. Now, of course, the bees are very important to the food that we grow to eat for ourselves. So it's going to have a dramatic effect on this food. Now, this adjective, dramatic, describes something that is great and sudden. It's used to describe something major that happens and often something that you don't really expect. So,
and our example sentence for the word dramatic says, there was a dramatic plane crash at the airport and it made all the newspapers. There was a dramatic plane crash at the airport and it made all the newspapers. Yeah, it's very true, mm-hmm. and I have to say, very scary. Now, if you think it's just honey that bees supply us, that's the only thing they're important for in the food chain or whatever, no, it's much more than that. Mm-hmm. It says right here, about one-third of our food crops depend on bees for spreading pollen.
That's right.
Notice there, the bees are spreading pollen, mm-hmm. not just making honey, but spreading pollen. We'll talk a little bit about that after we have a look at this word crop. Crop is a noun, and basically a crop is what a farmer will grow. Mm-hmm. Okay, no matter what the farmer is growing, you can have apples or olives or peaches on a tree, or the farmer could be growing wheat or grass or oats or, my personal favorite, sorghum in their fields. Whatever the farmer is growing, that is their crop. Now, we wouldn't use this for animals or things from animals. They wouldn't have a crop of eggs or a crop of chickens. We're talking about plants and other things like that that grow out of the ground. For example, we could say pineapples, bananas, and rice are all important crops grown in Taiwan.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think most of those would need bees.
Yeah, I think there are lots of
certainly
bees in
Taiwan.
Bananas
and the pineapples, I bet.
Yeah.
A lot of fruit. Yeah, so what is this pollen stuff?
Good question.
You've mentioned it before.
Mm-hmm. So pollen is a powder that flowers and some plants produce to help them spread their seeds. Now, when bees sit on the flowers or the plants, they get covered in pollen. Mm-hmm. So it's like they have this soft dust on them. And then when they fly away, the pollen spreads to other places. And the pollen that makes it back to the hive helps them make their honey.
So, of course, with no bees, we wouldn't have honey. But there's a few other things.
That's
it says,
right.
without bees, there would be no tomatoes. apples or onions.
And that is just the tip of the iceberg.
That's just the tip of the iceberg. Remember, it said 1/3 of our crops. That's 33%, or 33 out of 100 of the different things that are grown around the world need be. I think mostly fruits. I've heard, you know, if you like apples, oranges, peaches, cherries, anything
nuts.
That grows on a tree, nuts too, bees are making it all happen.
Yep. Mm. All right, so let's find out more about this loss of the bees.
Yeah.
It says here, the loss of bee colonies began in the U.S. in the early 1990s before spreading to France in 1995.
That's strange. I mean, it's probably not a disease. I can't think of a bee that would fly across the ocean.
Well, there is a reason that it's happening.
Yeah, well, let's keep reading to see why. It says, the large-scale use of pesticides seems to be the cause. So it's not the bee's fault. Surprise, surprise, it's humans' fault. We tried to do one good thing, but that led to another not-so-good thing. What was the good thing we tried to use? Well, people used pesticides. Now, pesticides are poisons, but they're poisons designed to kill little bugs and other things that will eat or damage crops.
Right.
If these bugs or these diseases can spread, then we can lose lots of crops and lose lots of food. So the farmers spray these chemicals, which should hurt the little bugs, keep the crops safe, and have no other problems to anything else.
Right.
But sometimes these pesticides do have these effects to other things scientists didn't think about, like bees.
Right, exactly. So, pesticides, it's explained a little bit more here in the article. It says, these are chemicals that farmers use to poison dangerous insects and stop them from killing food crops.
Which would be a good thing.
Right, so you don't want all of these dangerous insects, but you do want the good ones. The problem is that the pesticides killed all the insects.
Yeah, and they kill the good ones as well as the bad ones.
Right, so let's find out more about this word insect, because it's pretty important to our story today. All right, so we are talking about the noun insect, and an insect is a small creature that has six legs and sometimes wings. We also know them as bugs. We can call them bugs, B-U-G. There are lots of different insects, of course, in the world, and we see a lot of them in Taiwan. For example, ants, mosquitoes, and cockroaches are all insects. As an example, we might say, Harold is terrified of insects, so he screams every time he sees a cockroach.
That's not good, because of course there are those insects that do eat, you know, plants and trees and leaves and things like that, and we don't want those because they can, you know, put worms in our apples and things like that. But as the next sentence tells us, new types of pesticides are so effective that they also kill good insects like bees. Now, we're not saying insects are good or evil, like good guys or bad guys, but basically the good insects are the ones that don't damage the crops, but the pesticides will still kill them or poison them or do bad things. And of course, we don't want that.
Exactly. So there is something that's happening because of this loss that we're seeing.
Okay.
And we can see that in this sentence here. It says, as a result, urban beekeeping has become a popular way to bring the populations back.
Urban beekeeping. Okay.
We'll find out what that is in a second.
Yeah.
First, I did introduce this sentence by saying that one thing happened because of another thing. I said that urban beekeeping is happening because of this loss. And I did that by using the phrase as a result. We use this phrase to show that one thing happened because of something else. So because A happened, B is true. Now here's an example sentence. John got caught drinking and driving. As a result, he lost his driver's license.
I see. Okay, we also have this word urban.
Right.
This is an adjective. Urban is basically a nice fancy sounding word to talk about anything that happens in or around a city. It is the adjective we use to talk about things related to cities. So we are urban people. We live in the city. We don't live out in the country or on a farm or something like that. Taipei, Taichung City, these are urban areas. All right, so that's what we would use this word for, to talk about anything that's connected or in or found around a city.
Exactly.
So urban beekeeping. Mm-hmm. Beekeeping is like being a bee farmer.
Right.
And you're doing it in a city instead of out on a farm.
Exactly. Oh. And that's what this next sentence is about here. It says, cool. It's become a trend throughout the U.S. and Europe where people find it fun to make artificial beehives in their backyards.
That is great.
It is great.
What a cool idea.
You know, in fact, I actually know somebody who does this.
Really? Here mm-hmm. in Taipei?
No, in the U.K. But
okay.
An interesting thing to do.
Bravo for them.
Mm-hmm. All right. What is a trend? A trend is the general way something changes or develops in large groups of people. So if lots of people start doing something at the same time, you could call that action a trend. Mm. We might have seen this when the Pokemon Go game came out.
Oh, that was such a trend.
All the trend of people standing on the sidewalks and in places where they were getting in people's way.
That was a big trend.
Glad that trend is over. Another trend here, as an example sentence, we could say, I feel like growing an urban garden is becoming a trend. I know lots of people who have plants in their house today.
Yeah, you know lots of people, and you might have seen more stories about mm-hmm. it on the news or the internet.
Right.
That shows it's a trend, it's a new thing, and it's becoming more popular.
That's right.
The other thing about trends is mm-hmm. sometimes they go away quickly, too. So let's hope the trend for urban beekeeping
States.
And urban gardening sticks around.
Yeah.
And back in the article, in that last sentence, we saw that it was that people were finding it fun to do some urban beekeeping or to keep bees in their backyard. Now, this brings us, yes, to our grammar pattern, which is subject plus find, like in the sentence, or maybe consider, or maybe think, plus it, plus adjective, plus two verbs. So to remind you of the sentence, it was saying some people find it fun to do some urban beekeeping. So in this grammar pattern, it represents the subject, which would be urban beekeeping, the noun clause that follows the adjective. So in the sentence, people find it fun to make artificial beehives, it is to make artificial beehives. If we say this another way, we could say something like, making artificial beehives is fun for some people. All right. Now, to give you another example that's not from our article, it's not about beekeeping, let's talk about my friend Tabitha. Tabitha finds it scary to speak in front of large groups. What is the it in that sentence? The it was to speak in front of large groups. Okay, so another way we could say is to speak in front of large groups is scary. Or for Tabitha, speaking in front of large groups is scary. All right, let's get back to our article and find out more about urban beekeeping.
All right, we used the adjective artificial in that
yes.
sentence as well. Now, this adjective describes something that is not real or natural. Mm. So we often think of this word when we think about flowers. We're saying fake flowers or artificial flowers are made of fabric and cloth. But, mm-hmm. you know, flowers, real flowers, are natural.
Okay.
Right?
Artificial leather. You might have a leather jacket, but it was quite cheap and it's
right.
not made of real leather. So artificial, mm-hmm. another way of thinking of it is man-made.
That's right.
All right. We have an That's example right. sentence mm-hmm. that features this. Artificial wood is often used when decorating homes. Mm. Artificial wood is often used when decorating homes because real wood is more expensive. And probably won't last as long.
Right.
All right, and we also have this word beehive. Now, earlier at the very beginning of the article, we talked about a colony of bees.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the actual structure, the actual place the bees live is the beehive.
Mm-hmm.
The colony is just that big group of bees, but they live in a beehive. Think of a colony as a family
mm-hmm.
and a beehive as a house
yes.
or an apartment or something like that. Now,
right.
of course, bees will make these themselves
mm-hmm.
in trees or other small spaces, or people can make their own,
mm.
right? So they
That's
might,
right.
It just kind of looks like a box.
Yep.
And they have different sort of
trays
shelves
and
trays,
mm-hmm.
and the bees just make their little comb or their little hive in there. So
right.
it works quite well for the bees. They don't care.
Mm-hmm. And it says here, while urban beekeeping is not a solution to the bee crisis, it is helping build greater awareness of the environment. Mm. And of course, awareness is something that's really important to have. When you have awareness about something, you have knowledge about that thing or you understand that thing. Now, we often use this word with the verb raise, as in to raise awareness. When you raise or build awareness, you help other people learn about something. Mm. Like this, Mary is raising awareness for cancer so that she can help other people get better.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Especially among young people, they might think, oh, I don't have to worry about cancer, but it's good to raise awareness because there are cancers that young people can get. That's so there you go. Raise your own awareness about urban beekeeping, and who knows, maybe you'll be a beekeeper too yourself someday. I think we're going to have more about this soon, but come back for our chat question because we'll do that, and then we'll wrap it all up.
Right.
For You Chat.
All right, our For You Chat question today, do you think all insects are important to the environment? Are there any insects that you think could disappear without hurting the environment?
Well, I ain't no scientist, so I want to get rid of the mosquitoes. I know I don't like mosquitoes. A lot of people don't. They can spread diseases too, but every time I mention that to someone who knows about science, who's, you know, smarter than me about that, they always say, well, actually, so many animals eat mosquitoes, birds and in other lizards and other insects. But really, for me, they could disappear tomorrow and I'd be okay.
Well, I would also be okay with them disappearing tomorrow, but then I would have to be okay with frogs disappearing and fish disappearing and birds disappearing, which not really interested
in. Food web.
All right. Well, this is a good chance for you guys to discuss the food web and the food, I guess the food tree is
sometimes. Food tree, the food matrix, the way everything is connected to everything. Bigger things eat little things and someone somewhere loves to eat mosquitoes.
Okay, well, you know how we feel. Why don't you guys talk about it too? That's it for us today, though, so we'll see you back here again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Say mosquito bite. Bye, mosquito.
Disappearing bees, a sting on the environment. Love them or hate them, bees have been on our planet for 50 million years. Each colony can have up to 80,000 bees, peacefully working together to make honey. About 20 years ago, large numbers of colonies started dying off, and their numbers continue to fall. This will have a dramatic effect on the world's food supply. About one-third of our food crops depend on bees for spreading pollen. Without bees, there would be no tomatoes, apples, or onions. The loss of bee colonies began in the U.S. in the early 1990s, before spreading to France in 1995. The large-scale use of pesticides seems to be the cause. These are chemicals that farmers use to poison dangerous insects and stop them from killing food crops. New types of pesticides are so effective that they also kill good insects like bees. As a result, urban beekeeping has become a popular way to bring the populations back. It's become a trend throughout the US and Europe, where people find it fun to make artificial beehives in their backyards. While urban beekeeping is not a solution to the bee crisis, it is helping build greater awareness of the environment. Vocabulary Review.
Dramatic. This country has experienced a dramatic drop in the number of births over the past 20 years. Crop. Potatoes became one of the major crops Europe depended on in the 19th century to feed its growing population. Insect. Wendy saw an insect fly in through the window, and she killed it with a roll of newspaper. Trend. One of the big trends in men's fashion right now is wearing military clothing. Artificial. The jacket, although made from artificial leather, looks very real. Awareness. The group is spreading awareness about some serious environmental problems.